So auditors need to communicate deficiencies in internal control that they found during the audit to those charged with governance and management. So in particular, significant deficiencies, they ought to be communicated in writing. The form, timing and the addressees of this communication, that needs to be agreed at the start of the audit as part of the engagement terms. And the report that they give, traditionally this is called the management letter or report to management, is usually sent out at the end of the audit process. So when the auditor reports deficiencies, they need to make it clear that the report is not a comprehensive list of all deficiencies, because we don't check everything, just the ones that have come to light during the normal audit. The report is only for the use of the company. No disclosures are made to third parties without our written agreement, and no responsibility is assumed to any other parties.